Yeah, as I was saying before I got cut off, I would have really liked to have had a proper look around the Forbidden Forest. This was a new feature that they've actually opened up, because before we went, it didn't exist. You know, there was it was in the making, and they first opened it up to the public on the 31st of March, which was a week before we went, because we went last Friday, on the 7th of April we went. So it was only a week old. It was a week, a week since opening, should I say. Yeah, it was a week since opening when we went, and so it was quite new and everything. I was a little bit disappointed with it, because I was expecting a lot more. I was expecting something a bit different. I think personally it could have been better. So I was a bit disappointed with that, but I did like Buckbeak in there, because Buckbeak they had Buckbeak in the Forbidden. I was expecting a lot more creatures. I wasn't just expecting two or three. There were only three creatures in there, and I was expecting a whole lot more, and all we got to see was Buckbeak, who moves and stuff like that. Yeah, he moves and things, but you can't really get close up to him. And I suppose the reason why they don't let you like sort of touch some of these animals and stuff is because I think they use real feathers and stuff like that, and they don't want it getting damaged and stuff like that. But yeah, I would have liked to have had a closer look and stuff, and because it looks so real though, like he looks so real. But the when he as he moves, you can tell it's mechanical. Because his movement is rather mechanical. His movement is rather mechanical and stuff, but it's bound to be, isn't it? Because it is a mechanical thing. But he looked to look at him, he to me anyway, he did look quite real, like an animal, like a majestic creature sort of like thing, and he did kind of look real. So it could kind of, and with him moving and stuff, it kind of brought that magic to life. It just brought him to life a bit. So I really liked that. I really liked how what they'd done with that. And then they had in the Forbidden Forest, they also had Aragog, who is a ginormous spider, and and he hides in this cave, and it's the Forbidden Forest is quite dark. It's not as dark as I thought it would be, but it is dark. I'm glad it wasn't too dark, because otherwise I'd be in big trouble, because when I'm in dark places, sometimes I lose, I kind of lose balance sort of thing. I go a bit wobbly, so it's kind of good that it wasn't too dark. But yeah, they sort of, what they did was that they turned out all the light, all the dim lights that they had on, and and then they she sort of, like, the lady sort of spoke to us in the dark, and she was telling us about how we'd come to Aragog's lair. And then all of a sudden she said, oh, she sort of, I can't remember what she said, but anyway, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, like really slowly, the lights start to come on. And while the lights are coming on, Aragog sort of comes out of his little cave, and he comes out of his cave really slowly, and it's so cool. And he doesn't look scary at all, because when you watch the videos and stuff made by Warner Brothers and even a MuggleNet, they did a live video, and sort of like. And it looked kind of freaky and stuff like that. And they showed on the videos that the spiders on top, Aragog's children, they come down, but they didn't come down at all. And they were quite big as well, and they looked quite real. They looked quite realistic, but Aragog didn't look very realistic. But again, they used, I can't remember, oxes, something to do with ox or something. I don't know. They used real animal stuff to make Aragog, I think so. I think that's what they were saying. So that would have been an interesting texture to see what kind of texture does he have and stuff like that. But yeah, again, we didn't get to really have a close look at him, but he didn't seem scary at all. I thought it'd be a lot scarier than that, but it wasn't. But he didn't even look much like a spider, really, to be honest with you. But his children looked more like spiders, but they were big. They looked really big as well, and they just stood above, they were in webs above our heads, sort of like thing. But they didn't come down like I thought I saw in the video. I'm sure I saw in one of the videos where they come down. I was a bit worried about that, but they didn't come down at all. But yeah, and then they had a dog which was like the Patronus, that you pull a lever and the dog sort of lights up sort of thing, and you get to see what a Patronus sort of looks like, and how they made a Patronus in the film. But yeah, but other than that, there were no other creatures or anything else like that. I would have liked more other creatures and stuff. you know, and yeah, I would have liked to explore that a little bit more, but we didn't really get to do that. I'm trying to think, what else did we do? You get to sit on the night bus, you get to sit on the train, or you get to walk inside the train as well. You know, the Hogwarts Express. Trying to think what else we, I can't really remember what else we got to do. But it was really interesting. It was really good. I had a really good time. Oh, in Diagon Alley, because you get to walk through Diagon Alley and stuff like that. There was this. This was really interesting because outside the junk, not junk, outside the joke shop. Sorry, outside the joke shop, they had this like big, like statue sort of thing, like. It's of a weird kind of, I don't know what it is. I can't even explain it. It's some kind of weird creature. It's holding a barrel and it's sort of like puking, like you know puking pastels that Fred and George have made. You know that they made these sweets called the puking pastels that make you feel sick so that you can get out of lessons and stuff like that. So when you take them, you feel sick. And what it does is this big statue has got its mouth wide open and all these puking pustules sort of come out and then like and they fall into the barrel. That was quite cool. Yeah, there were lots of things to see and do there. And we got to taste butter beer and stuff like that, which is just like it tastes like cream soda really. trying to think what else we actually got to do. But it was really fun. It was really nice. I had a good time, like I say. I really can't remember what else we did. Oh, and there was another area where there were all these wands, like thousands and thousands, you know, shelves with thousands and thousands of wands. They were all the wands of all the actors. So whatever wands that belonged, that they actually belonged to those actors, and they were labeled with the names of each actor that you know held those wands, sort of like thing, and who that owned those wands, and like. But you couldn't see those ones, you know, you couldn't open it up or anything. They were just, you know, boxes of boxes. They were in the boxes and stuff, you know, neatly tucked away. But you know, they were labeled and stuff, so you knew which box belonged to which actor and stuff. And I think according to a picture that I'd taken, that one of my siblings had taken, we found Tom Felton's wand, but I was looking for Alan Rickman's and we couldn't find Alan Rickman's. And I wish I'd asked somebody there because apparently, if you ask them, the staff they know exactly where the wands are and stuff like that. So I wish I'd asked, because I would have liked to have had a picture of Alan Rickman's sort of wand and stuff like that. But yeah, because obviously Snape was my favorite. He was my favorite character throughout the whole series and stuff like that. So yeah, I was a big fan of Snape, and so I was a big fan of Alan Rickman. So yeah, but I didn't find his wand. We went into the shops as well, had a look around the shops, but some of the things were quite expensive. I bought a few things. Yeah, I bought myself a Ravenclaw lanyard because on Pottermore I have been housed in Ravenclaw, but in my heart I think I'm a bit of Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff. I'm a bit of both of them because I think I'm a bit loyal. I think I think I'm loyal. I'm very loyal and humble and really nice. But as a Ravenclaw, I think I'm very eccentric. I think I'm eccentric, and I have been told I am witty. I do have a kind of a witty sense of humour. I've been told that. I don't know that for sure. I'd like to think I am, but I've been told I do recently by a friend. And eccentric, and I don't know about wise, but yeah, I'd like to think I'm smart too. I spent my whole life trying to convince people I'm not stupid. So yeah, I'm kind of glad that I'm in Ravenclaw as well. So yeah, I'm a bit of both. But yeah, no. And it was quite interesting to see some of the things that were there. You could buy wands of the different characters' wands and stuff like that as well. There were t-shirts, mugs, and all sorts of things, and I bought quite a few things. I bought a magnet with I bought a magnet with Newt Scamander because he's my favorite character, and nothing to do with Eddie Redmayne. It has nothing. I lie as I say that. But yeah, no, it was kind of cool.
There you go. There you go, Gwen. Gwen Clian. I've given away who my later celebrity crush is. But yeah, I bought quite a few things with his face on it. But yeah, no, it was great. It was great. I really enjoyed myself. I do recommend that people go, and it is really good. It's really cool. And I had a brilliant time.